This is the Living Lutheran for September 2020. We begin with the editor's note by Andrea Pullman Kulik. In July, I was among the volunteers who returned to the office for a trial week. I hadn't been in the building since March 13th when COVID-19 led to the closure of the Lutheran Center for all but a few employees. It was surreal. Desks were left untouched. Mail was stacked on some chairs, and pages from the magazine's May issue still hung on our layout wall. It looked as if time had stood still. Yet the church didn't push the pause button on ministry. After all, office buildings and sanctuaries are just that, buildings. Our church is built on people who aren't standing still in this ever-changing world, and that's evident in this issue of Living Lutheran. We're a church that continues to accompany our global partners during this pandemic. We're a church that adapted to gathering virtually, even when reaching people who have never stepped into our buildings. We're a people who see a need and react, helping African immigrants grow their congregation, bringing new life out of a closed congregation, and gathering high school graduates to discuss life passages. We're a people who continue to teach the generations about generosity, who welcome and value the gifts of all, and who work for justice. Yes, we all long for the day when we can fully reopen our buildings to gather and serve face to face again. But in the meantime, we're still the people of this church who refuse to stand still, confident in our faith that with God, all things are possible.